special testimony to the Oakland and Battle Creek churches. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, March 14, 1897. Proper use of the tithe. Letters have come to me from Oakland and Battle Creek, making inquiries as to the disposition made of the tithe. The writer supposed that they were authorized to use the tithe money in meeting the expenses of the church, as these expenses were quite heavy. From that which has been shown me, the tithe is not to be withdrawn from the treasury. Every penny of this money is the Lord's own sacred treasure, to be appropriated for a special use. There was a time when there was very little missionary work done, and the tithe was accumulating. In some instances, the tithe was used for similar purposes as is now proposed. When the Lord's people felt aroused to do missionary work in home and foreign missions, and sending missionaries to all parts of the world, those handling sacred interests should have had clear, sanctified discernment to understand how the means should be appropriated. When they see ministers laboring without money to support them, and the treasury is empty, then that treasury is to be strictly guarded. Not one penny is to be removed from it. Ministers have just as much right to their wages as have the workers employed in the Review and Herald office, and the laborers in the Pacific Publishing House. A great robbery has been practiced in the meager wages paid to some of the workers. If they give their time and thought and labor to the service of the master, they should have wages enough to supply their family with food and clothing.